Good day, Mount Zion family. We've just heard a wonderful message from Brother Matt Taylor on what will it take to get your attention. This is the equivalent of the evening service. You may be listening to this right now as we do it live, or you may be saving it for the evening service. Either way, it's perfectly fine. What we're going to be talking about is we're going to be talking about striving for that eternal crown. We all know that we have had some unusual times with the pandemic of the coronavirus. And recently, the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, has encouraged the suspension of the 2020 Olympic Games that was scheduled for this summer in Tokyo, Japan. And I believe the Games have been suspended for an entire year. They'll take place next year. The decision to do this has affected many athletes all over the world. And when we think then about what it takes to prepare for an athletic competition, there is a direct parallel between that and living the Christian life. And not only is this observed by Christians, but it is observed in the Bible. And many times athletic competitions are talked about in the scripture. And so we want to play off that to think about several ideas. And when we think about striving for that eternal crown, I want us to think about a text passage found over in Philippians 3. In Philippians 3, beginning in verse 7, the apostle Paul wrote, "But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss, for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is from faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, and if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." I want you to just think then about how Paul had his eyes set on the goal. You know, I mentioned then about athletic competition and the Olympics in particular. When people participate in the Olympic Games, they go away with a prize. Maybe they go away with a bronze medal or a silver medal or a gold medal. But in order to get this prize, they have to press on. They have to press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call. And we then, in a spiritual sense, we also press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Now, there's a perfect parallel passage to this, and it's found over in 1 Corinthians 9. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, here the Apostle Paul assumes the role of an athlete, and he points out then that the Christian life is very akin to that of being an athlete. In 1 Corinthians 9, beginning in verse 24, he talks about the similarities, but he also points out some of the differences in the Christian life. He said, "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives a prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached others, I myself should become disqualified. Most of the time, when somebody competes in an athletic competition, they're competing for some sort of reward at the end. I don't know if you've ever seen the trophies for those who win a state championship on the high school level here in the state of Alabama, but it is really a map of the state. And if you win first place, then it is surrounded by a blue border. Second place is red. But people are striving to compete for that prize. And Paul says that when you run the Christian life, run in such a way that you may obtain that prize. Now, in a worldly sense, that prize that we receive, that's a temporal prize. It's just but for a moment. I don't know if you've been into any high school and looked at their trophy case, but you can see trophies from years back, and some of them are really starting to corrode and fade away. I know at Huntsville High, where I'm a counselor, that certainly is the truth in some of our trophy cases. But now, the prize that we compete for as a child of God, it's one that will never fade away. It's not like the wreath that the Olympic runners would receive in Grecian times. That wreath would start to fade away. But the prize or the reward that we as a child of God will receive is one that is for all eternity. And if there is one prize in your life that you want to obtain, it's that prize. The prize that can never be taken away. It's an imperishable crown. It's not a perishable crown. Also, I want you to see, even though athletes compete for a prize, we need to run this race with purpose. And that is, in order to be successful, run in such a way that you may obtain it. There has to be a desired effect of your spiritual service. You want to make sure that in the end you hear those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of the Lord." And not only do you want to go to heaven, but you should want to take as many people as possible with you. That would include your family members. That would include your neighbors or your co-workers. That would include your other brothers and sisters in Christ. You want to be successful. You know, I remember what the rich young ruler asked our Lord over in Matthew chapter 19 and in verse 16. He said, "What good things should I do that I may have eternal life?" That's really a question every individual needs to ask of themselves. What do I need to do in order that I may have eternal life? In Acts chapter 2, those on Pentecost, when they were pricked in their heart, remember the question they asked, "What shall we do?" Peter was not shy at all about giving them the answer. Remember, he said, "Now let every one of you repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Now, one of the reasons the Olympic Games was canceled is because athletes weren't able to train in the way that they needed to train in order to be prepared for the games. And we're talking about having purpose then as we prepare this Christian run. Well, over in Luke chapter 14, I want you to hear what our Lord had to say then. We're talking about running this race with purpose. And I'm beginning in verse 25. "Now great multitudes went with him, and he turned and said to them, 'If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Lest, after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, All who seek it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. We're talking about paying the price. What might that price be? Well, here our Lord said, it may even cost you the closest relationships you have here on earth. In order to have that hope of eternal life, to gain that prize that is waiting for the faithful child of God. Are you willing to pay that price? Now, in order to do that, there has to be a great deal of preparation. You have to be willing to pay the price. Like I said, the athletes are paying the price, or will be paying the price for next year when they do have the Olympic Games. I'm returning back to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, but this time in verse 26. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty, thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. So we're talking about preparation. Here the athlete then has to discipline their body. In order to be a world caliber athlete, you have to bring your body into subjection. You have to make sure that you are training. And even then, you're not going to have 100% success. Michael Jordan, who is considered by many to be the greatest basketball player of all times, he said, I missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot, and I missed that shot. He went on to say, I failed over and over and over again in my life. And yet, that is why I succeed. You think about how that relates to the Christian life. We may find ourselves falling down and coming up short. And it may happen time and time again. But that champion, that Christian champion that will receive the prize, they get up, they dust themselves off. They may pray to God for forgiveness for their sins, but they keep moving forward. They're pressing on towards the prize because one day they want to be with God in that eternal abode. They do not want to receive hell as their eternal abode, but they want to receive heaven. And finally, I want to talk about in our last point that performance is a must. We can enter the race, we can register for the race, we can even stand at the starting line but then fall off and not start the race. But performance is a must. We have to compete. We have to move on. We have to run in that race. Like Paul said, run in a race, they all run. He says, do you not know that those who run in a race all run? And so we have to run. We have to run that race. Unfortunately, some folks, they will spurn the invitation and they'll never become a Christian. Over in Acts chapter 24, and this time beginning in verse 24, remember Felix? Paul is talking to Felix about the gospel. And after some days when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was Jewish, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. Now as he reasoned about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix was afraid and answered, go away for now. When I have a convenient time, I will call for you. Felix was not running the race. And same thing with King Agrippa, just in a couple of chapters later, when the apostle Paul is reasoning with King Agrippa, over in chapter 26 of the book of Acts. Beginning in verse 27, Paul said, King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you do believe. Then Agrippa said to Paul, you almost persuade me to become a Christian. And Paul said, I would to God that not only you, but also all who hear me today might become both almost and altogether such as I am, except for these chains. And so I want to tell you then, Paul wished that not only Agrippa would run that race, but all that heard him would run the race. Everyone else would become a child of God and run that spiritual race. You know, at this time, as we're going through these perilous times, we find ourselves then dealing with different situations and having to act in different ways. But in all of this, I pray that we will have the endurance to run our Christian race. Don't give up. Don't let this be a sign of defeat for you. Let this be a challenge for you as it's placed before you. Keep running that spiritual race. And when the Lord wills, we'll be back together and join each other's spiritual company. But at this time, I want us to know then that we need to be able to say the same thing that the Apostle Paul did over in 2 Timothy chapter 4. Remember, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning in verse 6, he said, for I'm already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Can you say then, like Paul said in verse 7, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. That's what we need to aspire to. Where we're going to set our eyes on that prize of the eternal reward. I also want to make that invitation that Matthew made to you earlier. And that is that if you have any spiritual need, you could contact myself, Brother Bob. You could contact Brother Taylor. You could contact one of our elders, even our deacons. You could let us know. And there may be someone out there beyond the Mount Zion family who may be listening to this Facebook message. If so, we want you to know that you'd be welcome to come out with us at the Mount Zion Church of Christ. Thank you very much, and may God bless you, and may you have a wonderful week.